ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question which a lot of people ask, and that question is related to a subject which is talked about in ethics and also in jurisprudence, Islamic jurisprudence. That question is, and that topic is, backbiting. Backbiting, what does it mean? Backbiting is when we speak about a person in such a way behind his back, which he would not, he would not like, us to do. If he were to hear it, he would be upset about it. Not necessarily have to be something false. We could be, speaking about, something true about the person, but he might not like it if he were to, to know about it. For example, it's been narrated that one time the Prophet was sitting with his wife Aisha in his home, and a woman came to visit the Prophet. She had some work to do with the Prophet, perhaps ask him something or something like that. And when she left, the Prophet's wife Aisha kind of made an indication with her hand that the woman was very short, which was perhaps true, but she was kind of ridiculing one of her physical features, which was her stature and her height. And the Prophet got upset at this, and he said that you have backbited this woman. Now, the question we want to ask today is this, which a lot of people ask, and that is that in certain situations, if we want to, do something good, certain situations we are forced to speak ill about other people behind their backs. Would this be considered okay? Is it a case of, the lesser of two evils, and therefore it's forgiven, or is it not even considered backbiting? How does this work? The answer to this question is that yes, there are certain situations in which speaking ill about another person behind their back is not considered a sin. In one prophetic hadith, it's been narrated that the Prophet mentioned four types of people whom it's okay to backbite about, or whom it's okay to speak ill behind their backs. In some of our previous sessions, we mentioned some of these, like for example, the tyrant, the unjust and dishonest leader, or the person who doesn't respect other people's mothers or his own mother, and for example, the person who seeks to rebel and dissent against the Islamic community. These are all people it's okay to backbite about. One of the categories which we want to kind of elaborate a little bit more about today is this, the category of people who are immoral and who make a public display of their immorality. So this is a person who one is allowed to backbite about. Now, a lot of people might ask, why is this so? Or what is the wisdom behind this permissibility, this allowance of us backbiting him? And in the answer to the question has been given, again, in the form of a prophetic hadith, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said the following: until when will you sidestep talking about the impudent person? So the Prophet actually kind of is encouraging us in this hadith, to backbite about such an immoral person, kind of admonishing us from not speaking ill against him. And then he mentions the wisdom behind it. He says, disgrace him through disclosing his insolent acts so that people may be on their guard against. Thank you for joining us here again on The Key. We were looking at the people who one is allowed to backbite in the light of the prophetic hadith. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.